Yes, bro. Connected.
All right, Dami gang, how we doing? Sailors gang, guys. This is Daniel, your host. Call me Deals or Dami, anyone that floats your boat. I'm here with my bro John, and we are here to analyze the Europa League. Not really analyze anything, to just give you guys a review of the Europa League and Champions League. So this will be our European League review show. Yep, I just came up with that right live on air, guys. Live on air. Let's see.
One of a kind.
No, European League review show. Yep, because obviously the Champions League and UEFA Europa League, so they are both in Europe. So just call it European League review show. Sorry. So yeah, guys, the games that happened over Tuesday, Wednesday, for the Europa League, we have AC Milan in the schedule. We're going to talk about AC Milan and how they are progressing, not just in Serie A, but they are killing the Europa League as well. We have Arsenal, obviously. We've got to talk about them. And that for the Europa League, those two played yesterday. And for the Champions League, we've got your boys. We've got your United. We've got Juventus, obviously Barcelona. You've got Dortmund. We've got Manchester City, we've got Chelsea, PSG. And guys, basically we got you. And just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. John, what's going on?
My friends, let us start off with AC Milan and Sparta Prague.
Jeez, okay.
Yes, why I'm starting off with this was because, a few years ago we saw that AC Milan was trying so hard to find their feet, but now they look like a major threat,
God.
Let's start off with Diaz. Scored in the 24th minute.
Bro, that boy.
Tell me,
Bro,
bro.
for
Tell
real,
me.
that boy is dangerous. I can't lie. Dangerous.
What do you see in him?
Bro, this boy was in Manchester City. And then Real Madrid came and just bought him from nowhere. And everyone was like surprised. What's going on? Obviously, Phil Foden stayed to get much time and whatnot, which he's getting now. But bro, just like Sancho leaving City, bro, Diaz leaving City. I mean, some people might see it as is maybe his career has gone down a bit because obviously he went to Madrid, he couldn't really work out, and then he's now in AC Milan. Fam, this boy is a baller. Baller G, as one of my friends used to call. That's a Yoruba name. Fam. This guy did like a what you call it? It was like a Maradona spin. I don't know. Some call it Maradona spin. Some call it Zidane. Some call it a pirouette. Fam, this guy did a spin like this in the middle of the park. I was like, God of mercy. And then obviously his goal that Zlatan gave him, brilliant. All in all, Diaz was amazing.
Interesting. Nice man. Nice man. Sounds like luck is really going on around AC Milan. Speaking about
On
luck,
that.
let's talk about Diego Dalot,
Me, I'm
the
so happy
man
for
who
him, bro.
went to United, man.
I'm so happy for him. Me, I'm happy for him, man. Because me, I still believe that boy is a huge talent. I don't know why it just didn't work out in United. Like, I believe his best position is right wing back. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe it has to do with attitude problems. It must be attitude problems. Because this boy's got the talent. If I can see it, come on. How can't Oli see it? And me and Momo, me and Mourinho, we got the same mind, bruv. So I know when Mourinho signed him, Mourinho knew what he was signing. But for
True,
some
true.
reason, just didn't all happen, man. And I'm happy that at least he got his goal yesterday. That was brilliant.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. I guess also it's about mindset as well in the team, Like if I said there's a person who really wants to motivate to working hard and not every atmosphere and not like everything around there is an individualistic kind of thing, but then a team
Yeah.
kind of thing, then you'd really go far. And I'd say it's all thanks to Zlatan, because AC Milan is looking competitive now with them being there. Even remember when you're
100%.
still at United, how things really were looking brighter. And then once he left, we had to start finding our feet again. And then
Yep.
boom again. And then like he's sort of helping out with that segment. And let's hope that like AC Milan will continue looking brighter and brighter, you know?
Yeah. Bro, I forgot one name. We have to mention this boy, Liao. Oh my God. Man, we
Tell
cannot
me.
talk about AC Milan without talking about this Liao guy. He's like a he's a black player. Bro, he's a skillful player. He reminds me of like
Samba.
there's a guy that I used to be in because of AC Milan's jersey. Yeah, when I see Liao, it just reminds me of this guy called Maxi Gredo. He used to be in Bournemouth in England, but I don't even know what's happened to that one's career. But yeah, like he's a skillful black player, man, bro. Like a winger, like I also play a striker, like can play across the front three. Such a creative guy. He let it go for Zlatan, like in the Serie A, like just a week ago, and he scored again even yesterday. Nah, he's proper. He is proper, this Liao guy, for sure.
Interesting. Nice, man. Nice. We should definitely check him out, you know. Keep a close eye on him because he might be the
100%.
future talent of great players, you know.
I mean, I don't even know his age, but like yeah, he seems to be matured already. I don't even like if I hear he's under 23, like let's say anything to 23, oh my God. Like I would disturb United's Twitter when I get back on all those vibes too. Hey, go check out these guys. I mean, bro, I've been disturbing them concerning Saul since Niguez, and now City almost signed him. Is it last year? I was almost like, what the hell is going on? But anyhow, bro, we'll see how Liao keeps going. We'll keep a track. We'll keep an eye on him. Definitely, we'll keep
Most
tracking.
definitely, man. Most definitely. Thinking about keeping a close eye on things. Look at the score line of Celtic and Lille. 2-2.
Man said Lily.
Give my pronunciation, man. Getting it
No
right.
problem, no problem. Bro, wait. Celtic, bro, what happened to Celtic?
My goodness
Wow,
me.
what's wait, 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 wait.
First half was a
Wait,
whole
wait,
different
wait.
thing from second half, man.
Just wait, I'll fight with Celtic.
2-2.
Celtic, you want to mess me up right now? What's going on? I don't know why I can't find the scoreline right here, bro.
Oh, let me
Don't
tell
worry,
you,
yeah, keep
man.
talking about it. I must get the scoreline. Rubbish.
So it was 2-2, yeah?
Okay.
Celtic were leading by 2-0, and two goals scored by Elionossi. That
Oh,
name is
Elianusi.
easy. Exactly. Sounds like a dangerous
Dangerous.
name. You know, it just brings fear to
Dangerous.
someone.
Hey.
You know what I mean? They're those names that you know once you hear, just bring
I'm telling
fear.
you, man. Look at that, Elianusi. Dangerous. Dangerous. Come, it was Celtic and who again?
Celtic versus Lille.
Oh, yeah. Lil. Jose Font came out and was saying a lot about it, man, because he came on TalkSport and he was just talking about how he loves what's going on with the team. Font used to be in Southampton, now he's in Lille. He's obviously a centre back. So wow, Celtic were leading 2-0 and they got pegged back with two goals. Wow.
Exactly. In the second half, man. I don't know what happened in that halftime talk, but hey, yo, something did not go right.
Wow, you see, this is why the British media will keep on hammering the Scottish guys, man. Because God, they'll do nice next to those deep again. But yeah, it's all good, it's all good. Come on now, it's all good. No worries, no worries, no
Now let's go back to
worries.
the motherland and talk about Leicester, how they performed against Athens.
Yeah, bro, we see you, Leicester. I believe those guys will shock people in the Europa League. I'm not even trying to joke. Like, nah. On
They can
God,
do
Leicester,
something.
that game was convincing to me yesterday.
And
It
guess
was
who?
convincing.
And guess who scored?
About guess who scored?
Ha.
Chaudhry scored.
Jamie Vardy, my friend, man.
Of course, Jamie still scored.
Like when he's on the score, like when he's on this on the team lineup, be it on the sub,
Exactly.
even at the first 11, he must definitely find that net. Like him and the net are made to be, you know?
Bro, Vardy is different class right now, bro. And what's his age? Like, Vardy should probably be like 30 now, man.
It's like 32, if
Bro,
I'm not
this guy
wrong.
will still be as fast, even in 2 years, bro. This guy will still be this fast. Except Vardy gets like a career-ending injury. Bro, his
It's
speed
something
is
else.
natural, bro. So
And
it's not even
it's.
up. Like, I doubt his speed will like just leave anytime soon. The
He's
guy is too
turning
dangerous.
34 in 3 months, man. He's 33 right now, and he's running like he's
Wow,
18.
33.
And his
Jeez.
awareness of where the net is quite something, man. He's like the
Yo.
British version of Zlatan.
To be honest, he just has a smaller build. Yeah. He's like a fast Zlatan for England. Like a
Exactly.
smaller build of his guy. That comparison is funny, man. How am I saying he's like Zlatan, but then he's skinny, he's fast, is this? He's idiot. Let me try and see if I can ask you. You have to compare him to Zlatan, man, like a fast Zlatan for England. But there he has a smaller build. Because this guy will keep doing it, bro. I am sure. Like, I am
He
so
doesn't.
sure.
He
That will
doesn't care
keep
about the
doing it.
opponents he faces, man. He just
Oh
goes.
God. Chat should get banned, man. No games. No games, man. For real.
Speaking about
So yeah.
Zlatan, let's go a bit to Italy. We see Napoli
Okay.
won against Real Sociedad, my friend.
Bro, I was so happy for that game, but the only thing that made me sad about that game was that they gave my boy Osimhen a red card. My Nigeria boy, they gave him a red card. Like, what the hell? The first yellow was just a flimsy ass yellow, man. Like, literally a flimsy ass yellow. Then the second one, because he jumped ahead of the ball. And obviously, you know, when you jump and all those, like, your elbow is now wide and everything. So, because he hit the guy, apparently, they now gave him a second yellow card. Now I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. Oh.
It's VAR, man. We need
At
that
least they
accuracy.
won. So all good.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
won.
they
They
won.
won.
It's
Well, it's unfortunate for the red card,
okay.
though, but we need that accuracy, you know, so that it's a fair play type of thing.
You are not going to come and defend those useless guys against my Nigerian boys. Sorry, sir. Move on.
Right, then. Let us talk about, you speak about Nigerian boys, man. African boys. Our African boys, some of our African boys beat another team called Dundalak. Arsenal versus Dundalak.
How do they pronounce it again? Don Dilk, yeah? Don Dilk is, I think, how they pronounced it.
Kind.
Anyhow,
Our
but
fans
yeah,
help us,
that
man.
game, don't worry about it, bro. Don't worry about it. Don Dilk, yeah. So 3-0. 3-0, bro. The pick of the bunch, Nicolas Pepe. You see, that goal was worth 72 million. That one, I can't even lie. You see that goal, okay? Pepe,
We have to give praise
fam.
to the manager,
Like,
man. We
no.
have to give praise to the manager for making that 72 million happen.
Bro, like, for real. Nah, that goal yesterday. Nah, we're going to agree. We are going to agree. My days.
The way Arsenal is playing this season is completely different from last season, man.
No, clearly, what's his name? Arteta is a coach. Like, Arteta is clearly better than Ole. Like, tactically, clearly better.
He knows how
Like,
to adapt
it's not a
to
joke.
games
The
and
players
for
he has in
certain
Arsenal,
teams.
the players he has in Arsenal, and even the way he handles like press conferences and obviously leaving Ozil out, all that kind of vibes. I mean, don't take anything away from Ole. Ole is coming back on his vibe because I like what he's doing with Pogba. Letting Pogba sit down on that bench, since he's doing anyhow. I like that. To be honest, he's showing like when it comes to discipline, he can dish it out as well. So, but I'm not taking anything away from Arteta, man. He's doing a great job at Arsenal. Two wins from two so far in the Europa League, and yeah, all good for them at the moment, I guess.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. That's true. Well, and let us now move on to the Champions League segment.
All right, Champions League.
The
Fam, I'll try and get the audio if I can get the audio. Anyhow, all right, so Champions League, let's get it. Who we starting with?
Let us start off with the big fish, Juventus Barcelona, the one game we were hoping to
Someone
happen
said
last
the big
season.
fish. I like that. I like that.
But
Nah, bro, that game
unfortunately,
was just
Ronaldo was not
like
able to be part of it
exactly, bro.
because of
Like,
COVID,
nah, they, to be
man.
honest.
Corona.
Yeah, they try to keep how will I put it? They try to be very fair, like in their execution of the rules. They try to be very fair in terms of if you decide you get corona with a week left to play your game, you will not be able to play that game. So obviously, when Ronaldo got his, there was still like a week left. But then I think it was either a week or 2 weeks, but I know the quarantine time is 2 weeks for even players and whatnot. So I don't have the detail right now, but I know for some reason they didn't agree to Ronaldo, and Juventus were hoping they were going to get an exception, but they didn't get an exemption. Sorry, they didn't get an exemption. So yep, Ronaldo missed it. But I think Champions League missed the trick there, man, because bruh, imagine the view. Trying to watch Ronaldo versus Messi again
Again,
since when? Fair.
that would definitely be beautiful. But you know, we're
Yeah.
happy for Ronaldo. We see the news that he's married his girlfriend, and
Oh, really? I didn't even see that
it's
news,
all
bro.
official things, man. He just proposed to her. Wish him all the best for the journey,
Wow.
man. They've been together
That's
for so
crazy.
many years.
Guy, if that girl should divorce Ronaldo, divorce Ronaldo.
That's
Guy,
pure love, man. That's pure love, And
it's pure love. Yeah, I
we
hope
best,
it is. That's because if she should divorce Ronaldo, bro, the bag she's walking away with. Guy,
It's heavy,
this one will be more than
man.
Beats by Dre. I promise you, this one, guy, Dr. Dre will be learning where Ronaldo will be. I promise, because fam. That's one thing, man. I'll be watching this closely. I promise you. I'll be watching it closely. If I hear any nonsense of divorce, I'm finna go crazy. But yeah,
Jeez.
I'll see
Let
none
us
of that.
just
But
pray
yeah,
for the
bro.
man. Speaking of
Hopefully,
crazy.
they have a very happy married life.
We wish him all the best, man. Speaking about crazy. Atalanta versus Ajax. Ha.
Fam.
The big underdogs, man. The big underdogs.
Bro, that game was just crazy. After Ajax's uninspiring show, to be honest, they were inspiring, but they were just unlucky versus Liverpool. Liverpool were just so lucky. Bro, Ajax were peppering Liverpool. They were just not clinical enough. Now they
Missed
came to this game.
that
Bro, now he's gone. So fam.
Van
But like I was saying, they came to this game now versus Atlanta, and fam, they started amazing.
presence,
Tadic and Traore,
man.
two goals before even the 40th minute, bro. So we said they came out blazing. But next thing you know, guys, these Atlanta boys that they're scoring for fun last season, and now this game, their boy Zapata. You see that Zapata boy is like a right-footed Lukaku to me,
Exactly.
fam. That boy is just big. And if that guy just touches the ball, fam, he just needs to poke the ball. Guy, all he needs to just do here is make contact with the ball. Fam, that ball
Exactly.
is going.
And he's such a
Nah,
team
man.
player, you know? No, it
Yep,
doesn't
he's
see.
also such a
He
team
sees
player. Very, very
opportunity
much
for
so.
his teammate, looks for them, gives it out, distribution, as well as
Yep.
finishing. For
Yep.
complete
Yep.
striker, man. Complete striker.
Complete striker. I think the only criticism I'll have of him is probably his balance or something, just like Lukaku. To be honest, like they both got this funny vibe about their balance. Like, I mean, Zapata he has better balance than Lukaku, that's for sure. But I don't know, it still gives me a bit. It still seems like if you shoot a ball at him, the ball can just ping off him. Like, it doesn't seem like his control is like what you expect from a very, very technically gifted player, but he's still all good. That doesn't take away anything from Zapata, to be fair. He's still absolutely brilliant. And so he came up with a good man, two goals by the 60th minute. Game was 2-2 all of a sudden. And that's the way it ended.
Exactly, man. Speaking about talent and balance, let us talk about Greenwood, man. His balance
This
with
guy
his
went
left
to
foot and his
United.
right foot, man. Ha.
Greenwood has scored his first Champions League goal with his first Champions League shot.
Ha.
Argue with your dad, fam. Argue with your dad, fam. This guy is a fam.
He reminds me of Van Persie. Not to put pressure on him, but he reminds me of Van Persie with this, with
Bro,
how
I've
he
been saying
changes
this
his
from
body
TV.
angle. It's just something else, man.
Even the way he runs, bro.
Yeah, they just that similarity that he has, man. And
Bro.
man, I hope the guy will stay for many years, man. 5-0.
Yeah.
5-0,
Five.
man. And then
I mean,
our boss man Rashford's leading on to help the people.
yes, sir.
Exactly, man. This guy deserves to be knighted. You know, he deserves to
I'm
be
sure
called
he will.
Sir Rashford, man.
Just
Sir
get.
Rashford. Also putting it there on the shirts, you know. I'm sure Ferguson
If
will
Brad.
definitely be happy about it.
Who?
Fergie, our boss man
Oh,
Fergie.
Yep. Talking points on this United game. First one with Greenwood, he dedicated his goal to the Man City boy that died.
Oh,
With
yes.
Man City lost a defender who died last week, I think, or earlier this week. So he suddenly just died, man. He was 17 years old. Amazing guy. I think his name was Jeremy something, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it was a serious one. I agree with dedicated his goal to him. And then Rashi with his three goals, bro. The thing about United now is the team we are finishing with is also amazing. Like you are so happy now looking at that bench. You look at Cavani, you look at Greenwood, you look at Pogba on the bench, you look at Van de Beek. And then starting lineup, you have the hard-working merchants of Fred and McTominay, and
Ha.
that frees up Fernandes to do his thing in the front.
Engines.
Fam, nah, how can we lead by one goal for the first 73 minutes, bro? And after the 74th minute, Rashford got his first goal. 4 minutes later, he gets another goal. Then Martial scores his own again 5 minutes later. Next thing you know, Rashford ends it all. With stoppage time, and we've been scoring a lot of late goals. Look at the Newcastle game as well, 1-0 to like the 80th minute, and next the game ends 4-4-4-1. I'm sorry, 1-1 to the 80th minute, and then the game ends 4-1. I love the way we are closing our games.
It's
Solid stuff.
true, but it can also be dicey. If that's the opponent is
Definitely.
likely to show us that they have other plans before the 90th minute kicks on.
Lol. That's why you have people like that's why you start with Fred and McTominay. So they do all the hard work and try and tire the opponents out and try and absorb all the pressure. And next thing you bring your Pogbas and Van de Beeks on from like the 70th minute with 20 minutes to go to come and do a madness.
Exactly, man, exactly. Speaking about 90th minute, man, we shall have seen what happened in the second half for Dynamo Kyiv and Ferencváros. Kindly fans, help us with pronunciation over here. Things are
God
happening.
knows why you brought this up, but no problem. Since you brought it up, we'll talk about it. So what happened?
Ha. The first half, Dynamo were looking kind of dynamite, you know, with two goals.
What thing? Nah, this boy, you're too. Oh, this guy is tiring. This guy's a dynamite.
We have to keep
Okay,
it
I'm listening.
consistent, man. We have to keep it consistent, you know?
I'm listening. Okay.
Exactly, man. So, hey, yo, the pronunciation for these names, but you know, they deserve the
Forget that
recognition.
team. Forget that team. The Dynamo seem to have been leading 2-0. They scored a penalty and another goal. But for the first minute, they were leading 2-0. And then your guys from Lord knows where they are from. Maybe Greece or maybe Turkey, I don't know. They then came up with the goods, man. 59th and then the 98th minute. That is crazy. That
That's
is
good,
crazy,
man.
to be fair. To be fair, that's crazy. Damn.
Things are happening, man. Things are happening.
Yep. That was a very crazy. And for that to happen in the Champions League, nah, I'm sure that was a crazy game. But
Most
yeah, Dynamo
definitely.
Kiev, normal now, normal. They're always out here in the Champions League. They're always out here in Europe, man. Like they're a name. They are just remember. Like when you remember the Champions League and you think of all them clubs in like in East Europe, like Eastern European sides, like your Dynamo Kievs, your teams from Croatia, your other teams from Croatia as well. You definitely think of Dynamo Kiev, Dynamo Zagreb. all these boys, they just have that pedigree in Europe because they always obviously win their own domestic leagues and whatnot. So yeah.
Speaking of Europe, we cannot forget to mention Sancho and Haaland.
Boy, now those guys came clutch. They came clutch because the first round wasn't good for them. They lost to Lazio. Lazio
Oh, yes.
battered them. They didn't just lose to Lazio. Like, hey, Lazio battered Dortmund the first leg in the first round of Champions League. But this second leg, no problem. Sancho had to say, come on, please, please, let me score this penalty. Please, look at me. I'm drying up here. United are here beating PSG. I'm here winning 5-0. Please, let me score some goals, please. Because I basically said no to them, basically. Because I didn't fight to leave Dortmund. So come on, man. I need to do something. This is my Dortmund. And he got the penalty and he calmly slided in. Brilliant goal for him. And then obviously Haaland, fam. I mean, Haaland was trying throughout the whole game, to be honest. And when he got his goal, he hit brilliantly, brilliantly.
Hard working
Showed
player,
his
to be
power and
honest.
strength, just slotted it home, man.
Reminds me of how, which guy was this? Samuel Eto'o was like during his prime at Barcelona. Physically
Wow,
strong as
your
well as
comparisons
speed.
are wild. You compare Eto'o to Haaland, and then you have the mind to compare Vardy with Zlatan. This boy is mad. But I understand the comparisons, though.
There's some similarities there, man, you know. But
Yeah,
each person has
100%.
their own perception, man. You know.
I
Also,
feel
you
you. I feel
fans,
you.
kindly share with us what you guys think of these players. You know, who does it remind you of? Which legend that you're kind
Yep.
of today?
I get you. I get
Yeah,
you.
man. Yeah, man. And that is a roundup of the beautiful games we've seen this week for Champions
Ah, nah,
League.
you're missing two important games. I'm sorry, you're sleeping on the bicycle.
Oh,
We have
what
to
is
talk
it?
about Moise Kean.
Ha.
Obviously, for PSG, they won 2-0 away
Oh,
versus
yes.
Bakershehir.
My wish.
Some Bakershehir team that they caught. Just looks like one of their boys, they always catch in that League One. They caught another Bakershehir team. They're the other ones left in our group. So they beat them 2-0. I'm happy for Moise Kean because obviously he couldn't do anything in the Premier League, bro. That
Yeah,
was so sad.
really
After the way he came out in Juve, couldn't
struggling.
do anything in the Premier League, and he also has problems off the pitch as well. So it was just a whole mess. But in PSG, he seems to be flying high, man. Two goals in Champions League, and he had two goals in the weekend as well prior to the Champions League game. So that was solid for him. And then you have your boys, Chelsea. Joke boys. FK, Karasnodar, whatever, man. I'm pissed. But because they tried, to be honest, they tried. They held Chelsea down till Jorginho missed a penalty. Then Hudson-Odoi's goal was just ridiculous. That keeper just, like, when you have Chelsea has a keeper like Mendy, then they now play a team that has a keeper like a freak. Let me just go easy on that keeper, man. Because God, fam, the goal was a routine shot from Hudson-Odoi, bro. And under 17 keeper will catch that ball comfortably. But for some reason, he just had a bad one, man. So the thing went through him. Then obviously they didn't even do anything till the 76th minute. So that team actually held them down till the 76th. Chelsea didn't really make chances at all till that 76th minute. Like obviously deep in the second half, they had a penalty. Great work from Pulisic as always. Werner just scored. Strong power. Ziyech as well is off the mark for Chelsea finally. And with
Yeah,
Ziyech,
been
one thing with
waiting.
the guy, I saw an interview from him. The guy, I like his personality in terms of he was saying he's not worried that he's not scored or anything. He's not worried at all. He knows everything will come in due time. And I was like, come on, G. This is a solid guy right here. So yeah, and then Pulisic just ended it tough in the 90th minute with a nice near post goal, man. And yeah, that was good. That was good. So yep, guys, we've tried our best to cover every aspect of Europa and Champions League games. And yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this one. Hope you have an amazing listen. And guys, don't worry. Every Friday we got you guys. Every Friday we got you guys with Europa. and UEFA Champions League review. What I call it, I call it the Rio. What's my mouth doing? The European League review show. Yes, sir. Got it.
Exactly. So then
See
stay safe,
ya.
stay home, be calm, and make sure you watch out for Rona because it can catch anyone. So best thing is to always take care of your life. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. And this was very amazing. Very, very amazing.
True,
And yes,
true.
guys, we will be consistent. John, won't we be consistent?
Most definitely, man. Amen. Amen to that. Most definitely.
Amen to that. Okay,
You
we have
gotta
bring
include
God into it. All right.
this.
Because
There's
the guy
no
knows it's a
nothing
tough
else
one for him.
you
Gotta bring God into it. No problem. All
Exactly.
right. All right, bro. This was a solid one. All right,
That's
guys. Have a lovely time and catch you. When next will they hear from us, John?
They'll hear from us again on Sunday, man. If less you like Premier League, we've got you, man.
Okay, what's happening on Sunday?
Well, I guess they just have to stay tuned and just come and catch us.
Okay. I like the way you did that. Okay, no problem. Guys, I was gonna say what was gonna happen, but John has given it a nice spin, so I won't argue with that. All right, guys. Have a lovely time. Safe, bro. Toodles.
Yes, bro. Cheers.